Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your grace in this place. We ask and we receive more in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be quickly delving in into our teaching on more. And like I said, the teachings are going to be wired around, you know, us having the experience. So the intent is to teach, and then the teaching comes with an experience. You know, I just hope that you take the teachings very seriously. This morning I received a message from one of you, and then the person told me, sent me a text and said, "Ah, Pastor, what you taught us yesterday, I just saw it on someone's status, and Pastor Chris Oyakhilome was saying the same thing in his devotional on the 8th, which happened to be yesterday." So that's what they had for their devotionals, and it spoke about learning to pray in the night, you know. And this is something that I taught you on the same time, within the same time frame. I mean, there are over 364 or 365 days in a year, and it turns out that what I teach you is very significant. But you see, it even looked like it was not even maybe a very serious teaching. It's because you don't really hear somebody say that, or take some time to like say that emphatically, you know. And I pray that we are going to be very humble, and then we can learn so that we can become great blessings. So all of their devotionals, there were two different ones, and they were all speaking about night prayers. You know, so we are going to stick to it, right? But today we're going to be looking at something, another, you know, very key or necessary trait if we will want to have more. And I'm going to be taking time to help you see. And all these things I'm teaching you is right in the story of Joshua. That's where I actually coined our series of inspiration from. Right. So right from the beginning of the year, for those of you who were able to join in on the 31st prayer walk session, we started into that. And we have been hovering around that. We are going to have more. Without being presumptuous. We're going to have more. If we are not presumptuous. I'm going to take some time showing you something very important still in Joshua's story. So we're getting into God's word. Joshua chapter 8, verse 15 to 20. Joshua chapter 8, verses 15 to 20. Someone says, "What does presumptuous mean?" I'll tell you. Don't worry. Okay. So Joshua And the Israelite army fled towards the wilderness as though they were badly beaten. So this is Joshua employing another very key trait of winning. And they get into a place, and then they flee towards the wilderness as though they were being beaten badly. Then all the men in the town were called out to chase after them. So they get into a city, they break out, they are chasing after, they're moving towards the wilderness. Then all the men in the city also presumptuously follow after them. In this way, the men of the town were lured away. And what happened? Joshua and the Israelite army fled towards the wilderness as though they were badly beaten. Then the men in presumptuousness also followed them. But it was a lure. It was a lure away from the town. So there was not a man left behind in Ai or Bethel who did not chase after the Israelites. Remember, it was like more like a battle strategy. And the town was left wide open. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Point the spear in your hand towards Ai, for I will hand the town over to you." Joshua did as was commanded. As soon as Joshua gave the signal, all the men in ambush jumped up from their position and poured into the town. They quickly captured it and set it on fire. So the men of Ai who were following them towards the wilderness, they didn't know that there were people that had been put. There were men in ambush, and then they didn't know that they had been set up, and then the men jumped into the town. They set fire on the town. Then when the men of Ai looked back behind them, smoke from the town was filling the sky, and they had nowhere to go. For the Israelites who had fled in the direction of the wilderness now turned on their pursuers. So the people of Ai made a very great mistake when they rushed out against the children of Israel. And that's how actually the children of Israel won. So they lived in some kind of assumption that they were going to beat the children of Israel very easily because they were fleeing from them. And remember, Joshua actually lost the battle. For those of you who heard the teaching before, it's a series, so I'm just teaching you. If you didn't hear it, then you have to go back and listen to it. There was a time where the people of Ai defeated the children of Israel because they had sent out an army of 3,000 men instead of an army of 30,000 men. And then God had to come back again and tell them, send in all the men. Those of you who are here, you would remember. Send in all the men. Don't leave any man behind. So this time, the people of Ai actually thought that they could also be, they could defeat the people of Israel again. But this time around, they did not know that it was a battle strategy to get them out of the land so that they could ambush them, ambush their land, set their land on fire, and capture their land. In this season of more, you will be able to achieve it without being presumptuous. You know, when somebody is presumptuous, they are sort of overly confident or disrespectful inappropriately. So, presumptuous people are people who are sort of overly confident. Now, when I say overly confident, they are not overly confident in the Spirit of God. They are overly confident in what they can do, in their flesh, in who they know, in some connection that is with them. So they live their lives in presumptuousness. So it's very important that you remain humble and always remember that you can be replaced. And always remember that God just chose you to be part of what He is calling you to do. So you see that people who want to experience more will have to step out of being presumptuous. What makes you think that you can survive the ministry without prayer? It's to be presumptuous. You are overly confident. You can't do it without prayer. You will not survive. Yeah. Some people are presumed, they live in a certain kind of I can sleep in the house, nothing will happen. I can go to the movie room. It's not. That's how you feel the things that are battles. It's because they are living in some sort of presumption. Say, I was speaking to someone, and I really respected the fellow after she told me that. She said that, Prof, why the married men are worrying me? I said, okay. Say, but I always tell them point blank, I can't give you what you are looking for. And even when it comes to other people that are not married but want to be sexual or sensual, I tell them I can't give them what they are looking for. And Prof, sometimes they buy me things, they buy me gifts, they buy me. No, I don't receive. Of the things that they do or anything that they buy for me, I reject it. That's quite some good strategy to live with. You be it's not anything. No, it's something. So, if you begin to live your life, don't think that when you don't study, you go to school and you are sleeping. It doesn't work well like that. You see, if you go to school and you are not studying and you even pass your exams, that is quite interesting. So, but it's to live in a certain kind of a presumption. It's to live as though you think that it will happen, but it's not. It doesn't work that way. Like you are thinking it will happen, and it doesn't work that way. So this year, you're not going to sit down and think that ministry will just happen because you have a simple desire. Okay. It's a year of more. That's why I'm telling you that, see, we can live in that presumption as a ministry and be thinking that, ministries just grow because God has graced them to grow. No, it doesn't work like that. Some of us live we live like very presumptuously. We just assume that it will happen without anything being done. We don't care about what we've left behind. We treat everything. We just follow anything that we see, hoping that it will turn out well. It doesn't turn out well. It doesn't turn out well. So you take certain liberties. It's a way to not get more. The more we are looking for, it's a way. is that when we start to feel, oh, it's not, oh, you just take liberties like that. No boundaries in your life. Huh? Some people overstep boundaries. And sometimes you make assumptions because you believe that you know something, but you maybe do not know it the way you think you know it. So some people actually believe that they know more, but they do not really know more. You make assumptions that it will happen without any sufficient sort of evidence. It will just, No, this year is our year for more. We're going to be very intentional about the things that we do. To be intentional. And many times it's as a result of a lack of humility. Yes, we're maybe not humble. It could be intentional. I've had the privilege to speak to a couple of married people, and I always tell the woman, don't live a presumptuous life. Don't think that because you are married alone, your husband is going to be fine with you alone. Get up and somebody should dress fine, look fine, be fine at home. You say, no, I'm already married, it should go away. You're living in prison. It's like you are an army in I, and you are running after the your house. Your house is open, or you are running after I. You're just, nothing. But there is an ambush. There's somebody who is in the bush. There are people that are in the bush, and they are saying, hey, let me see whether I can ambush. Can ambush. Say, they are hiding in the bush. They are eyeing your whatever. Yes. Our pastor is only there. The males too included. Now this is not just the, it's the males too included. You have to, oh, this one is not anything, and it's, as for me, I have a wife. Be there. Before you realize somebody is ambushing, there's somebody in the ambush. Someone is texting, someone is calling. Oh, so you'll be there and be saying that, oh, if you leave me, you have a relationship. There's an ambush. Somebody's consciously behind the bushes and waiting for you to just say that, hey, the people of Ai, we are going to chase them. Before you realize there's smoke. So this year, you are not going to be presumptuous. You're not going to just leave things to chance. No, it doesn't happen like ministries don't just grow. They don't just grow. Because we just decided, oh, it's a year for more. Haven't you seen ministries that have said enlargement pro max, and they're still the same? Yes. There's still enlargement here, enlargement super enlargement, extra enlargement, then more enlargement extra, a year of more enlargement extra, but they are still the same. So it means that you don't just say something and, you know, just assume that it's going to happen because you have said it. Our numbers are not going to increase because we have just said it. No, we have to make the numbers increase by the work that we put in. It's going to happen. So this year, you're not going to sit down and presume that your business is going to just do well. Eh? You've been sharing your business on WhatsApp. You receive input from people, 7 people from WhatsApp, 8 people, sometimes 5 people. But you've been sharing it on WhatsApp. Oh, what about Instagram? What about Facebook? What about devising strategies that
enlarging your reach on the people you are hoping to meet. What about the social media influencer? The social media influencer that has a page that many people visit. What about that too? You are just saying, what's up? No, you will have to stop being presumptuous and believing that, oh, there are some people saying, Nyamibaye, and soon Nyamibaye, Bibiabe, fine. Bibia, 10 years now, Bibia, you're fine. So there is a need to stop being presumptuous. So is that a year for more? I don't know about you, but me, I've taken off. Now I've taken off. So it's my year for more. I've had to strategize, put this in place, do this in place, do that, be here, do this, that. This is taking off. It's a year for more. So you're going to start. Stop being presumptuous. Don't speak when somebody has not asked you to speak. Don't enter somebody's personal space without an invitation. Don't be that kind of a person. So don't live your life assuming things for yourself. It's a way to not do well, and it's a way for us not to have more. Don't just think the ministry just grows because of what. Don't think the relationship just works. If it has to work, people have to make it. They have to make it work. You have to make it work. You have to talk. You have to communicate. It's like you shift things here and there till it's perfect enough. Live your life like that. It's very difficult when you have people who are very presumptuous. They make assumptions. They assume for themselves, believe in the assumptions, and act on the assumptions. Pastor says, do this. And you come and say, I thought, Pastor, you said I should do it like this. Meanwhile, the thing was clearly said, do it like this. Do it like this. Don't do it like that. Don't say you thought me. Why are you thinking when I'm telling you to do it like you shouldn't thought any? Just do it like that. We're going to see more if we can come to the reality of what I'm telling you. Yeah. Remember the story of Jesus telling them to go out and bring in more people. A buffet is open, but the people will not come. You have to go and bring them. It doesn't just happen. Bring them in via Anakazo. Bring them in via Piazo. Some of you in your workplaces, you have to step out of presumptuous. You have to not presume. Now it's time for promotion, so they will promote you. No, you have to work hard so that you can meet those expectations that they are looking for. So I'm going to give you three very important things that you must not be presumptuous about in the ministry. And then you can apply that into other areas of your life. Listen to me, O man of God. Do not assume that you can minister and you can be a good minister without having a prayer life. It's impossible. It's not possible. Many of you don't pray. Yes, many of you don't pray. Yes, many of you don't pray. But don't be presumed. Don't think that you can do well without it. Don't think you can do well. Don't live in presumption. Because you will not do well, actually. Without it, you can't do it. Without it, your discipleships will not grow. Without it, your families will not be fine. Without it, things around you will not be working. So don't assume that, oh, I can just live it. We just pray. We will not pray. We'll just be there. We'll just be doing this. We'll just be... No, you are living in presumption. Prayerlessness leaves a very dangerous gap. In you, it leaves a gap open. So don't live in prison. I don't like that. Yes. There's many times I've had to kneel before God, and I've had to tell Him again and again and again. I said, "If you take your hand from me, I'm finished. I can't survive. Ministry is not for people who do not like to be with God. If you take your hand, and how do I keep His hand resting on me? It's by continually staying under Him. So many times, you shouldn't even have a prayer life because you want to just have a prayer life. A prayer life actually communicates a certain kind of a humility and a trust that you have in God. That He's able to keep you, and He's the one that you actually submit to and you stay under. That's what it means when you pray. The people who don't believe in God, they don't pray. And the people who don't fancy God and anything relating to God, they don't pray. They believe that their works are the ones that produces the results. So when you get to realize that, it can't be me, it can't work with me, then you'll be always afraid to pray. Yes. When you're not praying, you're not comfortable. You say, no, I've not been praying. Let me give myself to prayer. When I'm not praying, I'm not comfortable. But many people live presumptuously. Like they can just sway in and then they don't pray. They don't have a prayer. Like they don't have times where they read their Bible. They are just inside. So do not presume that. Are you listening? No, you will not survive. Go and sell ice cream. Or go and sell, plantain. That one you can do it without any kind of. Even that one you have to still pray, because there might be several other plantain sellers close to you, several other ice cream sellers close to you. So don't live your life in prison. You think that you can really do well in the world without prayer? It's not possible. You can really have a very strong spiritual life without prayer? It's not possible. Common prayer times we have here. Some of you are sleeping. You go and check that. Some of them are sleeping. I've slept, actually. They're waking up the second time. Don't live that sort of presumptuous life. Ephesians 6:17-18 tells us how that we must be praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. I've always lived my life not presuming. Yeah, maybe there are a few things I could have been presumptuous of because I was not knowledgeable. I'm still growing in knowledge. But as I grow, I get to realize that no, things don't just work because they are supposed to work. It's not possible. Things don't just work. You say, it's working because it's supposed to work. Things that have to make it work. Yes. Even the grace of God bestowed on your life is bestowed on you so you can labor. So God's grace on your life is so that you can labor. The labor, you can't take it out. Yes. You are very serious. People around you would have been blessed by now. So blessed by now. But you are not serious. But not this year of more. If you were serious by now, people would have been so blessed. By your ministry, they would have been so blessed. The people, they just get up. They don't secure their gates. They don't leave any man behind. No, you people should stay behind. They just follow them. They move out of the city. They realize, there's smoke. There's an ambush. A sudden ambush. And then they are caught up in it. Number two. Another thing not to be presumptuous about. Hey, do not presume. That you can live an immoral life and serve God faithfully. It's a very weird presumption to have. You can live a very dark, immoral life and then you just get away with it. You are hiding things and doing things that nobody knows. God knows. And don't think that you can live that kind of a life and still have many things working the way they have to work. You cheat, you steal, fornicate, but you are living in a certain prison. Like, oh, it's nothing. Don't live like that. It is something. I'm the one that teaches you the gospel, but I'm telling you that it is something. Sometimes you are living a certain kind of a life that nobody knows, like you are hidden. So you should ask God for help and ask your pastor and your teachers to help you. You are hidden in it. You are getting into it. Don't presume. Don't presume. Don't presume that you can have a boyfriend and you are doing things with it. It will come out one day. And you'll see that you are going to be very sad. When you get married, don't presume that you can cheat and do things outside your family home. And you are just there and you are just doing whatever it is you want. Don't presume. Don't presume. Don't presume. Go and do other things and you are pretending, living in presumptuousness. Don't presume that you can walk in dishonor and your pastor's prayers are still working for you. Don't be presumptuous. Don't live in that. It doesn't work that way. Don't honor your pastor. You don't have a good heart towards him. Your heart towards him is some way, somehow. You're living in presumption. Living in presumption. So in this year of getting more, do not make presumptions. Yeah. So you have your bosses making advances towards you. Your work people making advances towards you. People telling you this. They are making this. Don't presume that. You take their money, you take their this, they buy you this, you go out for a date, you do this. Don't presume that it's just empty. You have to know what is happening. Don't leave matters vaguely. Don't leave matters vaguely. Ask questions just so you can have clarity. Ask questions. Learn to ask questions and ask them very directly. I was speaking to someone sometime. I slapped a question at the person. I'm sure the person was not expecting it. But me, I don't like to live in assumption, presume. I always ask very straightforward questions. Yeah. So me, I ask direct questions. That's how I am. I don't hide it from you that I want to know what you are saying. I ask you. So this, what does it mean? What are you trying to say about this? What do you mean by this? I ask questions like that. Okay, so what do you mean by this? I want to know, so I don't make any presumptions. And based on when I ask, I get to know the answer so that I know, okay, this is where this person is coming from and this is what this person is saying. And then it leaves me to understanding the person. I don't want to make presumptions even on understanding people. Don't presume that you can lie to your pastor and it to be well with you. No, don't make those presumptions. You can become a very sneaky fellow and you want everything to be fine. Don't make presumptions like that. Don't make presumptions like that. I think you can sleep with people and do things with them and to be fine. It doesn't end well. Many times it doesn't end well. I'm the same person that tells you and I preach the gospel to you, but that's a way to defile the body. And God does not want you defiling the body that He stays in. He wants you keeping it very good for Him to stay in. Don't presume that you'll not be caught. You propose to 3-4 sisters or the sisters you'll be caught. 3 people, 2 people, you are doing that, telling them. Don't presume. Don't presume. Don't live in those. Do what is right. And expect definite responses and answers. So Christ's family, let's not live in any kind of form of presumption. This year of more. If we say it's more, we are going to get more. More in everything. We're not just going to leave it to chance. Just going to run after, before you realize there's an ambush. Don't presume you just get up and be rich or wealthy or make money. It doesn't work that way. You have to put your head to work. Find out what you can do with your hands. Find out what you have to do. Don't presume. Don't presume. Number 3. Don't also assume that you can do the ministry without preparation. So you say, Pastor, please, I really want to preach. Paul tells Timothy, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Like 85 in the Word of God. How many of the services, the sermons do you listen to? Seen that sometimes in the quest or in the bid to totally rely on God's grace, sometimes people try to neglect the place of preparation and labor, but that's not true. A very healthy balance of that is to keep laboring, preparing, studying, praying while totally reliant on God's grace. And I've had to do that. There is no amount of prayer, no amount of study, no amount of preparation in my heart that I would say one day that because I prayed, because I studied, or because I'm doing what, that's the reason why I'm getting this. No, I never assumed that in my heart. Aside all of the things that I've done, aside all of the things that I said, it is still the grace of God. That's all. It's period. Still the grace of God. Because it's the grace of God that actually gives you even the strength to do whatever it is you have to do. So give prayer its place. Give fasting its place. Give love its place. Give humility its place. Give everything that you still give its place. But in all of these things, it's the grace of God predominantly. Give purity its place. Don't say that because, you know, the gospel teaches us to be. You just go and mess around. That's somebody who is not listening well. I told you, always learn to listen contextually. Listen in what is being said. Don't listen and just run away with something. So you're going to be listening according to what is said. Live in that purity. Yes, purity of heart, purity of motive, purity of action. Then God's grace will have a place. Or God's grace will have its place, if I would say. So do not live in assumptions. Don't be presumptuous. Christ's family, we shouldn't be here. When we have a meeting, we start our Sunday services, we start our meetings. Don't be presumptuous that the people will just come. We have to make them come. Don't be presumptuous that people will just be discipled. We have to disciple them. Don't be presumptuous that we will not pray and God will move mightily in our midst. We have to put away that and pray. Yes, everything is necessary. Everything is necessary. Everything is necessary. Prayer is necessary. Love is necessary. Study is necessary. Everything is necessary. I mean, everything is necessary. Everything is necessary. And that's why you see people try out one thing and then they rant that, oh, this Christianity thing is a scam, is a this, is a this. For example, like let's say even when it comes to prayer. Do you realize that it's not only prayer? Because it's not only prayer, you know. You can't just only be praying. Aside prayer, there probably might be study. And it's also not only study. So you can't say, I only want to study. Or I only want to pray. No, study is important. Prayer is important. So, no, no. As for me, I'm just a giver. No. It doesn't work like that. It's not only giving. It's prayer, study, and giving. So, oh, no. As for me, it's just listening to the word. It's not only listening to the word. It's listening to the word. It's prayer, it's study, it's giving. All of them are important. All are important. So, no, I just like short prayer. Long, steady, long giving. No, it's everything together. Together. Plus night prayers. All of them together. The moment you try to say, I want only this, it starts to fail. So I know it's not just prayer. It's not just prayer. And it's also not just preaching. Because people are not always being preached to. And it's always not preaching alone. Where are the gifts of the Spirit? It's also important. And it also cannot be only the gifts of the Spirit. Imagine if I come here every night to come and prophesy to you. We'll be done with the number of people we are prophesying to. We'll be done. If we can't prophesy to, we'll be done. So it's not just only prophecy. When you're a prophet, it's not only just you just stand there and you start prophesying. The people will not prophesy themselves into spiritual growth. You can't prophesy people into spiritual growth. You will have to teach them the word of God. So ever since I got to realize that, it's not only that I started to say, no, it's not only this. It's not only prophecy. It's not only also the word of God. It's not only also, prayer. And truly, it's not also only all of these things, because there will be administrative duties. So it's not only prayer. There are things to put in their rightful places. So all of these things will now come together to bring in the more we are looking for. We can't meet and always have Holy Ghost meetings. It's not possible. We can't meet also every time and it's only the word. It's not. Everything will come together to play its rightful place in what we have to do. It's not always only that we tell you we love you, we love you, we love you. I love you so much. I love you. It's not always that. If you do that, you are not going to grow healthily. There should be sharp rebukes at some times. Because all will come together to make sure that we usher in what God is calling us to do. It's not only your pastor will be soft. Sometimes you should be hard. You must always unbelieve that he's that hard. But all of them together comes together to make sure that we are accomplishing what God wants us to accomplish. So everything in its rightful place is very important. And that's why I'm telling you that you will not have to live in presumptions. Do you see that? Sometimes I ask some of you, what about your life? What about ministry? What about your career? What about relationships? I could just be only about ministry, but I realize that there are other things that come together to make you a very complete person. And that's why we are very interested in some of these. It's not just about just the, what do you call it? No, there are other things. Except that we know what is priority and we give it its rightful place. But amidst the priorities are other things. I've had to call some of you and tell you, send your results to this one. Check this person's results. Follow up on this person. This person has this. Make sure they clear it. This person, it's not. In fact, there's more. A pastor is not just a teacher of God's word. In fact, what I do is it far more surpasses just teaching God's word. For many of you, I'm making sure your relationships are working. I'm trying to talk to this person so that your relationship does not. I'm trying to say, how are you? Some of you, I'm trying to get to you. I'm trying to talk to you before even everything else happens. Are you fine? Are you this? What's going on? Are you? It takes quite a number of things to come together. Some of you have had to start businesses. Say, no, you can do business. You can do this business. You say, oh, no, pastor, I've never seen myself like this. I say, no, you do it. Do it. See yourself in that light. Yeah, draw the business. Give you the plan. Say, execute the plan. It's not only about that. So when you live in, you think it's just one thing. It's not just one thing. It's not just one thing. There are many things that come together. So in this year or more, we are going to be using all other strategies, all together, all of them. We're not going to live in any presumption. I was speaking to someone sometime. Person was telling me, you know what? I want to do this. And when finally I get married, I will be loved. I realize that the person does not really know what the person is going into. This is going in presumptuously. you are making some assumptions that are not really true. I had to sit up and I said, no, you see, you are having some presumption. It will backfire. It will come back. So let me help your mind. Presumptions. Don't be in the ministry and ever think that you will not be hurt by somebody. It's not possible. Once we are together, somebody will say something against someone will do, but you must accommodate and have that love. Somebody will say something against someone will do. Somebody will look at you in a way that you didn't like. Somebody will say that. It's just because we are together. That's why. If we're not together, all of these things will not happen. Yeah, it's because we are together. So don't live in the presumption that everything is very rosy, everything is very calm, everything. No, it's just the truth. That's what it is. So from today, we're going to have more. Are you listening? Yeah. Yeah. I had to realize that it's not being presumptuous about just being a good pastor. It takes far more for a church to do well than to be a good pastor and than to be a good prophet. It takes far more. Far more. As I had my director, Rhema Bible School, share a story on how that she went to the U.S. and then she had her brother. She was actually in the U.S. and she came back to Ghana to start Rhema. So she goes back into the U.S. She has a brother who doesn't go to church. Then she manages to take the brother along to church. the brother enters into the church. They're full of white people and goes to sit by a white man. A white woman who was with her husband. And the people were racist. So they were like sort of like shifting away from the guy. And you know, a guy that doesn't go to church already, it's quite interesting. So in the church there, saying, what? What? They are racist. Somebody they've been struggling to go to church, but they brought you to church. Then you are the church member. You are trying to sack the person away. So the sister had to quietly, humbly carry the brother outside because the brother was maybe not taking it very easy. And said he was not going to go to church again. So they drove off. In the middle of the service, they drove off. And then the pastor was watching what was happening. And then the pastor, after the service, sent the sister a meal and had to apologize and had to explain that he no way in any circumstance endorses racism. So you see, it takes more than a good pastor. The pastor will not encourage the racism. The pastor will not encourage the what. The pastor will be full of love. The pastor will be this. But the people around are full of sucking people away from the church. That's why I encourage you people to be warm naturally. It should like warmth should pulsate out of you. You should have warmth. Yeah, you should have warmth. It should pulsate out of you. When people come, they should feel warm. The people like me. Hey, people like me. I don't know why, but everybody seems to like me. They will stay. They will stay. They will stay. They can't go. You meet somebody, you don't know the person, you don't even say hi. You don't ask the person's name. You don't care whether the person comes, but the person will not come. It takes far more than having an anointed pastor. It takes far more than having an anointed preacher. It takes far more than having an anointed prophet. In fact, many prophets that are very sharp and all of that, even struggle with numbers because it's not just about prophecy. People are not being always prophesied to. Yes, people are not always being prophesied to. It's not also just about miracles because people do not always need a miracle. What they need is sound counsel and advice. That's what they need here. It's far more than that. Oh, do not live your life in presumptuousness. Don't live presuming, assuming, meaning that it's going to work. If you're going to be a very good singer, don't be presumptuous that it will just happen. It will not just happen. There are hours and hours of rehearsals you have to pour into it. There are times of prayer you have to see yourself singing and ministering and people being blessed every single time. Don't live in presumptuous. You have a business, it will not just grow. You have to make it grow. You want to attain something in life, it will not just happen, you have to make it happen. So this year, I'm telling you that as a ministry, you say we have meetings, we've started continuous services. We've gone, not there. You see, the reasons why people don't come to church, come to meetings, come for services, come for this, is because they just presume that, you know, their body is going to feel like they would have to be in service, then they will just get up and be in service. I'm telling you, that's being presumptuous. Because there are many times you will not feel like coming to church. You think I always come here full with a very 100% desire to teach you. Look at when I started teaching. I've been teaching you for a year plus, back to back. Back to back. 5 p.m., 10 p.m., 5 p.m., 10 p.m. You've been hearing me from last year. You think I just want to just stand here and preach? Yes. I've told you that naturally, it just took the Holy Ghost to do it. Naturally, I was a very quiet, calm person. Doesn't like any, just want to be in my own space. I'm one of the people I can live alone for the rest of my life without anybody checking up on me. I can promise you for that. I can be alone, complete. Just send me. I can flourish alone. But it takes more than that. It takes far more than that. It's like the student who just said, I like elective maths. My brother, you are doing 7 courses and you like only elective maths. You see, you are living in prison. You are about to fail woefully. Even if you get A1 in elective maths and you get D7, C5, C6, E8, F9. You see, the A1 didn't mean anything. So you better get up and do something. Get up and do that and stop that. I don't like this subject. I don't like that subject. I don't like this. You better. They all come together to make sure that you are a very successful student. Say, I don't like chemistry. But you are doing chemistry, like 4 chemistry courses. Doing medicinal chemistry, doing this chemistry, doing that chemistry. You are living in presumption. You like phytochemistry, or maybe you like get up and just do all. Find a way to get all of them before you now start to give yourself you don't like it. But you see that they all come together. So as a ministry this year, we're not going to live in presumptions. Don't think that you will not fast, but you'll get the benefits of somebody that fasts. That's why I said that as a ministry this week, we are fasting once every week until continuous sessions of fasts are declared. Yes, and Thursday as our fast days. I'm telling you so that you don't go and eat. Don't live in presumptions. Are you listening? So it's all going to come together. Don't leave it to chance. Don't be too full of liberty. Oh, it will happen. Don't live presumptuously that you are going to get healed supernaturally when you are not using the word of God and acting out the word of God and speaking the word of God. You are living in a lie. It will not work. So we're going to combine all our powers and everything. Yeah. I took personal interest in the music ministry. Because I someone said, no, I cannot live in presumption that music is an excluded part of the ministry. It is very inclusive. So I'm going to take interest in it. I already have interest in music, but I felt, oh no, let me just leave and presumption is not going to be everything together. It's going to come together. Yeah. So don't think that when we have a meeting, people will just come because you share a flyer. It doesn't work. You are living presumptuously. You have to go and bundle them and bring them. Don't think that discipleship will just work. No, it doesn't. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. Anybody you see their discipleship working, they do work. They work. Don't say that it's the grace. The grace. They work. They are working. You see them moving around. So we are not going to be presumptuous. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this evening. And thank you for your grace that's strong in our midst. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're not going to live in presumptions. We're not going to make assumptions. We're going to get on into the work and do it. Father, I pray specially for everyone in this place. In Jesus' name, that they're also going to be studious, prayerful. Don't presume that you have a prayer life. Don't presume you have a prayer. You have to make it happen. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. People are being saved from making presumptions. In Jesus' name. Amen.